Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Stormy's Adventures. Stormy's new family is a story about Stormy's secrets that she hasn't revealed to anyone. And that leads to a mystery that changes her life forever. Her secrets get revealed one at a time. Also in the story, it teaches life's lessons. M.L. Brown is the author. She's married, lives in Pennsylvania, has two cats, one service dog that keep her busy. She has had pets her entire life, belonged to Cat Fancier Association. That's how she got involved in showing cats as a hobby. During that time, she learned many things about cats. Stormy, the main character, is her cat. She does many crazy things. That's how she came up with the idea for the book. ML also studied psychology, been fire police, as well as EMT. She's worked as a restaurant manager before starting her writing career. ML Brown, author of Stormy's Adventures, Stormy's New Family, joins us on This Week in America, along with her husband. ML and John, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, great to be with you today, Rick. Thank you.
Same. Great to be with you.
It's going to be an interesting conversation. I loved what you've done with the book. Actually, two books, and we'll talk about those. Stormy's Adventures. ML, let's go back to the beginning of this. I mentioned Stormy's your cat, gave you the idea. Where did this whole idea for Stormy's Adventures come from?
Well, one day Stormy happened to find a mouse. And she was chasing it all through the house. And when she finally caught it, she was mad because she had to chase it. And she didn't like that. So she had pawed at it, swatted at it. And the poor little mouse spun around like six times before she decided to stop it. And when she stopped it, she started chasing it again. And that's how the book got born.
That's just amazing. And John, as this process was taking place, and ML says, I think I've got this story for a book. What was your reaction? You've been watching the same strange antics from Stormy as well. What did you think?
Well, I thought, strangely, that's when I told her to write the book. She was doing it, and I actually saw the mouse spinning. She came up and said, you see this? I said, yeah, I see that. She said, I want to write a story about it. I said, well, what you waiting on? Christmas?
So you got started and wrote the book. Actually, two books now. We're talking about Stormy's Adventures. Stormy's New Family was the first one. Stormy's New Mysteries the second. You'll find the books at the usual places. I'll give you that information as we go through the program. TryStratton-Press.com. So where did you come up with the titles? The first thing you start writing the book, you're coming up with the titles. Explain the titles and how this became a series.
Well, the title came to me. I was thinking about it. How should I title the book? And, well, I came up using Stormy's name. And then I thought, when my husband John said, well, make it a mystery. And so I came up with Adventures to make it adventure, because Stormy has crazy dreams of what it would be like to have a real adventure. And her owner never did anything but worked all the time. And so she started dreaming about having different adventures. And that's how I got the title.
John, I love that title because you can do 20 of these books, can't you? I mean, whatever adventure, it's different every time for Stormy. You can keep writing books, or you can have ML keep writing books for a long time, can't you?
Yes. In fact, we are endeavoring to write another book.
Well, this is such a cute story, and I mentioned life lessons in the book as well. ML, tell us a little bit. I gave just a teaser on what the book's about. Let's talk about the new family in the beginning. Tell me a little bit about the storyline.
Well, basically, the storyline is that Sarah, the owner, had Stormy. And she decided to adopt other cats. And so she went to the shelter and she adopted Kit. And she brought Kit home, and Stormy and her got along right away. It was like they knew each other from the get-go. And so as Stormy is dreaming up these adventures, she gets Kit involved. And that's all I'm going to tell.
If you want more, if you're curious how this ends, I can help you out here. If you go to stratton-press.com or the usual places you buy your books, and you'll look up M.L. Brown, you'll look up the Stormy's Adventures series, you can buy one, and you can buy two different books, The New Family and The New Mysteries, and you can get the full story by doing it that way. When you decided, this is a story that needs to be told, and Sean says, don't wait for Christmas, let's go ahead and do this now. Why did you decide to make it a children's book rather than a fiction book?
Well, I look at kids today, Rick, and I see them playing on cell phones and iPads and tablets and computers all day long. And kids today look at a book like it's got two heads. They don't even open up a book anymore. And that's what gave me the idea to write a children's book. I always had a dream of writing a children's book to begin with, but I wanted to get the kids to start reading physical books again, to get involved into the storyline of the book. And like we used to as we were growing up. And I want to see kids read more, because the illiteracy in this country is astronomical. I don't know the statistics on it right now, but I see kids and adults that don't even know how to put two words together to read, and that tears me apart. So I wrote the book to encourage kids to read and to start thinking again, to use their brains and not a computer or an iPad or a tablet. Start using your brains and think, because that's why you have a brain.
You know, and that's the nice thing with the book that ML has written, Stormy's Adventures, Stormy's New Family, and Stormy's New Mysteries, two different books. You'll find them at stratton-press.com. This is a book the child can read alone and go through, you know, in his mind, in her mind, what the story's playing out, can share it with a parent. They can read it to a parent and discuss it. A parent can read it to a young child and discuss it. It really checks all of those boxes, doesn't it, ML? This is something that will start a conversation, and the conversation and the thought process begins with a book.
Yes, it does. And even the adults enjoy the book.
Oh, yes.
I have given it to some of my friends, adult friends that have kids, and the adults read the book first before they give it to the child. And they enjoy it. And it starts making them think about the storyline. And of course, it does bring up a discussion with the child, and the kids enjoy it as well. So everybody likes it.
Well, and the book is available the usual places. I'll direct you to stratton-press.com. We've got all this information, by the way, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. First book in the series, Stormy's Adventure, Stormy's New Family. Second, Stormy's Adventure, Stormy's New Mysteries by M.L. Brown, our guest on the program, along with her husband, John, who was sort of the inspiration in getting her to do this. M.L., I know you've always had, and you mentioned this dream of yours to be a writer. Talk about that. Is it your dream? And if it is, and I think it has been, certainly the inspiration, that's been an exciting time for you now, because you are a writer. You are a published author.
Yes, I am. I've always thought about becoming a writer, but I never had an idea before until I adopted Stormy from a private owner. And I had adopted other cats from her. That's what gave me the idea. That was my inspiration to write the book.
and it started a writing career for ML. John, how proud does this make you feel? I mean, here is your wife. She's had a dream to do this, and you really gave her the inspiration to go forward and to do this. And again, you're sitting there. You've got copies of her book right there in your house, and people all across the country are reading this. How proud of you are ML and the job she's done in this?
Well, I'm very proud of my wife. She had the ability, but she didn't realize it. I realized it for her. When she started talking about it, I said, why don't you put it in a book? And she sat down, and I covered her duties and stuff around the house and let her write. And when she had the free time to write, she wrote the first book in 30 days. So I was immensely proud of her. And then she got it published on her own.
That's an amazing story.
I was proud of her. Oh, sorry?
Yeah, that's an amazing story, and you should be proud of the job that ML has done. And the young people she's impacting with this message of literacy and picking up a book and reading it and telling the story from the book. And that was nice of you to not only do inspiration, but dishes, it sounds like, too, and some cleaning so ML could write the book. Nice job.
Thank you. I did my domestic duty.
So, boy, this is a win-win for the Brown family. I can see this. Everybody comes out of this a published author, and the house clean and the dishes are clean. So it worked out well for everybody. ML, since this was the first book that you had written, what did you learn in writing this book? I'm sure you had an idea how to go about it, then suddenly you're really doing it. What was it like?
Well, what it was like was that I couldn't believe I could even write a book to begin with. And then when I started writing it, it seemed so simple and easy because Stormy gave me the idea to write it, and the ideas just kept flowing, and I became creative. And I didn't think I could do it until I did it in 30 days.
Well, and they kept getting in trouble in them 30 days.
Well, that's another message. You've got the message for kids out there, life's lessons, and for people that are thinking, I'd love to write a book. Just go ahead and do it. I mean, that's you jumped in and learned the process as you were doing it. ML Brown and her husband John with us on the program. We're talking about her two books, Stormy's Adventures, Stormy's New Family, and Stormy's New Mysteries, stratton-press.com, where you'll find it. A dedication special in the book too, ML. Talk about that.
Well, I dedicated it to God because he gave me the strength and he gave me the patience and the guidance and the direction to take the book. And I also dedicated it to my husband, John, because he was the one behind me that supported me and had encouraged me and gave me the support that I needed to do it. And even though I wrote it in 30 days, it became successful. And even to this day, I still can't believe how successful it is. So it's amazing. And I don't know what else to say.
Well, you said that very nicely, how this is... it became successful. It's influencing young lives and maybe connecting a bond between the young people and their parents as they share the story of Stormy's story. What's the takeaway? What do you hope people, like young people, let's focus on them, the young kids as they're reading the book, what do you hope they take away after reading Stormy's Adventures?
Well, I hope they take away that they can have friends. I made all the characters, different races, different colors, different animals to represent friends. You can have any number of friends and you can include everybody. You don't have to just have one friend. And I want everybody to come together. And I just hope that the kids realize that and understand it. And if they don't understand it, I hope the parents will explain it to them, that it's okay. And that they can actually think and sort different points out about the book, and that they can use that to do other things instead of always relying on technology to do it for them.
Some very important messages in the book. A couple minutes left. John, as ML was writing this during that 30-day period for the first book, were you aware what she was writing? Did she share it with you? Did you peek when she went to bed at night and to see what she was writing? Or did she surprise you at the end and said, here it is, what do you think?
No, I was with her all the way through the book. The thing she didn't tell you that's important, the animals could talk.
Ah, yes.
Nobody knew that they could talk. Even Sarah didn't know they could talk. But the animals could talk. That's what made a difference. They were talking to each other.
That's amazing. And we often think, what would they say if they could talk? So actually, they can in Stormy's adventures. ML, what were some of the surprising things you learned in creating the two books that we've talked about?
That animals are special. I don't think of them as animals. I think of them as pets.
Yes.
And as a part of the family. My pets, well, now we have two dogs and three cats. And I think of them as my fur babies. And they're very special. And I don't know what I would do if I lost any of them, because they're my kids. We don't have children, so my fur babies are my children. And I treat them like they were human.
Well, that's so much you said there that animal lovers can relate to exactly what you were saying. A couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned before sort of your story is inspirational for aspiring writers. What would you say to someone that was in your position a while back before you started this process? You were thinking about it, probably somewhat intimidated by the whole process. What advice would you give to aspiring writers?
What I would give to inspiring writers is, if you got the dream and you want to do it, just do it. Try it. Don't be intimidated like I was. Do it and see what happens. You might get rejections, but that's okay. You keep going. You don't stop. You have the faith in yourself and in your creative mind. I didn't go through traditional publishing. I went through self-publishing. And I would just tell them to do it.
Good message. And John, what would be your thoughts on this?
My thought would be, do it. Don't be afraid to step out on faith. But also, while she was doing that, I was in school. She helped me write my papers. So she had practiced twice, writing her book and helping me write my college papers.
Well, there's a lot there. If you marry someone, have a relationship with someone who's an author, they can help you through school as well. So that's another lesson. Yes. that comes out of all of this. And then both of you would attest to the fact of having someone, ML in your case, John, there to encourage. Encouragement for somebody who's writing or doing anything in life is so crucial, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. And even if people tell you that you're silly or it's not worth it, don't listen to them. You do it, and do it the best way you know how. And like I said, you get rejections, keep on going. Don't, because in all the no's that you get, there is a yes.
Hey, Rick, may I say something?
Certainly, yes.
While she was writing her book and helping me with my college writing, she went on and took a course to become a detective, passed it, and continued writing her book at the same time.
Well, that shows the dedication and how strongly, passionately you feel about writing. I got about 30 seconds left here, ML. There's so much that I'm sure Stormy's been involved in. What are you working on next? What's the next Stormy's adventure?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. This starts where the mystery is, and I'm not going to leak anything out yet, but I will say this. It's Stormy's Adventures, secret rooms, hidden rooms. I'll let you think about that.
Well, you've piqued my curiosity now. You're very good. Twice I've tried to get you to unload, to tell me something from the book, and you haven't crossed that line. That threshold is still there that, okay, you're going to have to buy the book to find out what's going on. We'll be waiting for the next in the Stormy Adventures series, the two that are out there, Stormy's Adventures, Stormy's New Family, and Stormy's Adventures, Stormy's New Mysteries. You'll find them at stratton-press.com, the other usual places as well to get information on our website, This Week in America.us. ML Brown, the author, ML, and John, thank you so much. It's been fun. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, thank you for having us. We enjoyed it.
It has been a pleasure, and hopefully we can pick up on Stormy's new adventure and have a chance to talk about that as well. Again, both of Stormy's adventures available at stratton-press.com. Information on our website. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.